after the 12 o'clock hour. Good Thursday afternoon, Northern Colorado. How are we doing? It's good to, it's always great to talk to you hooligans each and every day on this program. Man, yesterday, was that a Wednesday last night? There was a lot going on. Last night, you had a couple of local basketball games that I want to get to. You had the Nuggets playing in a preseason game, and this has got to be one of the more intriguing Nuggets preseasons for several reasons. For the COVID stuff, because the fact that they haven't, you know, they played like 2.5 months ago, they're back so soon. We're really eyeing that number three starting spot. Who's going to be Michael Porter Jr. or Will Barton? Because, you know, you look last night, Will Barton was healthy, played in that game. Bol Bol was playing well. Facundo Campazzo, ridiculous passing. He's going to be fun to watch, Colfax. Next week is next year. This is going to be a fun season, man. So the Nuggets win their preseason game. They have one more left tomorrow night. They win 126-95. Again, you may as well just tell me it's 0-0. I really don't care about the score. I don't care about that. I'm looking at, you know, certain players and what they're bringing to the table. Don't care about what Nikola Jokic does. Don't care about what Jamal Murray does. It doesn't matter. I care about what Michael Porter Jr. does. I care about what Zeke Nagy does, who I still don't think is really going to play that much. Although, you know, 4 points, couple boards. Will Barton, though, that's the one I'm eyeing. He was healthy. Porter started. That's no indication one way or the other. You guys have heard my thoughts. My whole show, my whole minute is available at thewholeshow.com. I ultimately believe Michael Porter Jr. will be the guy, and he should be the guy to start at that three spot. But right now, it's about getting wins as fast as possible. And I think if Will Barton is healthy, they have to strongly consider going with Barton. I'm not going to complain if MPJ starts. I'm just saying, it's 72 games, and Colfax, I really feel that a great start is more important than ever before. They need to get that number two seed, assuming, again, I think it's safe to assume the Clippers and the Lakers are both going to finish in the top three. Denver needs to find themselves in between, if not better than that. I heard on the Dan Patrick Show earlier, talking about teams that should be talked about more, and the Nuggets are there again. But that's kind of cool. You're getting the national media start to at least acknowledge, hey, this is the team no one's talking about still, and you absolutely should. So I'll get into some of that. We're going to catch up with Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV at 1:30 today. Also have my Thursday night special. Boy, this has some intrigue to it. Not for the Chargers, but for the Raiders. It's a playoff game for the Raiders. If you lose, you're likely done. And if you win, you know, you're still within a game or so of that wild card spot with two games remaining. Wow. Yeah, because this would start that final stretch. Broncos play on Saturday, don't forget. They play the Bills. Josh Allen, one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now. We'll talk a little bit about that. I mean, he really is the Wyoming guy, the guy that will always be tied to Bradley Chubb for the rest of Bradley Chubb's career. Bradley Chubb will not be tied to Josh Allen. Nobody's talking about that in Buffalo. That's not even a thought. It's in Broncos country. It's here. We're always going to look at Bradley Chubb and go, you're the guy that Denver drafted as opposed to drafting Josh Allen. Quentin Nelson, if they would have drafted him, the offensive lineman, we wouldn't be having this discussion because you'd still be. I don't think if the Broncos would have drafted Quentin Nelson, who's like one of the best offensive linemen in the game, would we be still talking about? Oh well, still Josh Allen, maybe because an offensive lineman, you know, it's not sexy. It's not what we want to talk about. We want to talk about the quarterback. So I think that's an interesting story. Signing day was yesterday. Signing day, listen. I got all the information here, Colfax. I have all these names. There's a few names that stick out. Luke McAllister out of Palmer Ridge. We had his final game of his career on KFKA, so that's something to think about. He had a terrible game, but He's not a terrible player. He had a terrible game in that championship game. The Colorado State Rams signed him, the 6'4", 190-pound quarterback out of Palmer Ridge. Steve Adazio pretty excited about him. And I am too, quite frankly. Local quarterback. Man, that's got a great ring to it, right? I'm looking on Twitter. People are like retweeting his commitment and all this stuff. Some people are trashing him. Like, oh, how bad he was in that. They're high school kids. You're going to have bad games, especially in the championship game, especially against teams like Loveland. Great football teams. It happens. It happens all the time. It happens to college kids. It happens to pro kids. So you need to. You can acknowledge, sure, he had a bad game, but that's not what defines this kid. I'm very excited about that. The rest of it, Colfax, I mean, yeah, there's some big names. Jack Howell, the cornerback out of Chandler, Arizona. Cool. I couldn't tell you who's going to be good. I used to do preps games. I used to go around broadcast preps games. I knew Austin Eckler was good. I couldn't have told you that he was going to be a starting running back for the Chargers. There's no way in hell. I could have told you he should have played at a D1 school. You know, he should have played at UNC. CSU, Wyoming, nope. I could have told you that. But, I mean, I'm looking at all these names, and there's not much I can give you. I like the fact that I see a lot of Colorado kids for both UNC and CU, CSU. Not a lot of Colorado kids for CU, and I'll get into that. Now, CU's going to have three, four-star guys. CSU's going to be looking at best, three-star guys. And then UNC, like, I don't know, 1.5? Two-star? I don't know. I see Coach McCaffrey, you know, probably going to keep going local for him. Denver local, right? You know, Highlands Ranch. See a couple of a couple Highlands Ranch kids on this list. Cherry Creek. Again, you're going to hear analysts and writers to write up their stories and their blogs about, oh, man, CSU killed it yesterday. You got all these great This is worse than the draft. This is worse than the NFL draft. The draft, you kind of know because they're playing D1 other guys that are getting ready to go to that level. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you who's going to be great. So, you know, if they're local kids and you know them, then congratulations. Awesome. If you're excited about it, that's all that matters. I'm not going to do a two-hour show talking about UNC welcoming 17 new members or Colorado State welcoming 19 new members at this stage. You know, I will tell you what's interesting about this whole thing is the recruiting process this year, how that's changed. Everybody putting videos together and stuff. So yesterday was a big day there. Colorado Buffaloes, they're 4-1 on the season. They beat Omaha 91-49. Whew. They beat UNC 81-45. They beat Omaha 91-49. They play Washington on... let's see here. They play Washington on Sunday? That Sunday? Is the 20th a Sunday? Tomorrow's the 18th. Saturday's the 19th. Sunday's the 20th. There we go. Just simple. They play Washington, a 1-5 team. The Buffs are going to be 5-1 soon. Buffs are going to just roll through some competition for a while until they get to that Arizona game. And that'll be interesting. Oregon's down the list, too. But I said CU's going to finish top three, right, in the Pac-12. I had CSU finishing in the top five, and I have UNC winning the Big Sky Conference. Now, UNC last night, you as heard on KFKA, they battled DU. This one was scary, Colfax. I didn't say it, but I kind of said it yesterday, that this feels like a game you need to win. It's not a must win. It's just a game you really need to win. You know, you're in the Steve Smiley era. You started out the gates against some bad teams. Then you play UNC or CU, and you're kind of embarrassed. You need to bounce back. It's a local game. Well, they started at one point. They were down, I want to say, 16-3 to DU. So, I mean, that was a little scary for this team. Jace Townsend for DU scored a career-high 33 points for the Pioneers last night. But the Bears battled back. They overcame. They got control in the half. They ended up winning the first half 40-32. Second half, there was really no movement. 43-43 in the second half. So the Bears sustained it. They get the win. But I'm still I'm a little concerned right now about this team going forward. They're 3-1. But, you know, the spread against DU was, I think, 7 or something. They covered it. But I was a little, you know, I kind of wanted to see not necessarily a blowout, but a game where they handled this thing, especially coming out the gates. Now, when you start out bad like that, it's tough sometimes to come back and win a game. So hats off to the Bears for hanging in there. And their bottom line, they're 3-1. So, I mean, I'm not panicking or anything. They play Utah State on Friday. They just added that game. So, I mean, if you're looking at that, that's a Mountain West game. I think they're like a 500 team. They're 2-3. I'm looking at they played South Dakota State. They played VCU. Northern Iowa. They won that game, 82-71. Brigham Young, they played them the other day, College of Idaho. So, I mean, this could be an interesting game for them. But that's coming up right here on 1310 KFKA Friday. And we believe it's 7 o'clock tip-off. But we had people blowing us up yesterday because we had it on our website, the time. Hey, what time's the DU game? I'm here in 7. Why'd they move it? I don't know. Why'd you move it an hour? What good did that do? Is it now? Are we getting to the point now where an hour difference can make all the difference in the fight against COVID? I'm not sure. No clue. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301, 478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number. So it was a pretty eventful Wednesday for the most part. The Weld County Swami, I agree it's one game, but I don't know if bad is even the right adjective. He had thrown 9 picks his entire career and threw 5 in one game. Oh, talking about McAllister. The guys talked about it on the broadcast, but apparently he was hanging his head and didn't try and lead any sort of comeback. It's one game. It's one game. It's 2020. You're playing in Pueblo. There's no fans. It's a weird environment. And you're how old? 17? Yeah, you're going to be okay. He's going to be just fine. You're 17 years old. You didn't even know if this season was going to happen. And you're playing with no fan. Well, Brady needs to be able to handle that if he's going to play at CSU. Yeah, because their caliber of quarterback is just through the roof. Their standards are so damn high. It's 2020. If you're going to give any athlete a pass, Colfax, you're going to give a 17-year-old a pass, okay? Hanging heads. I mean, come on, man. I hang my head at least 15 times a day, and I'm 34. I'm supposed to be a leader of this show. No, I'm not freaking out about that game. Again, you're giving a pass to anybody, you're going to give a pass to a kid. They are kids. You know, I have a hard time. People give me crap because they're like, why do you talk about the lines with college football and sports? They're kids. They're not kids. When you're 18, are you a kid, Colfax? If you can get in the military, you can smoking in the boys' room, you can gamble. You're not a kid.
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah. What is
it now? 21 now?
Is it 21?
I think so.
Oh, geez.
So, no, you're still a kid.
Can you gamble it? Can you buy lottery tickets?
I think you can buy a lottery ticket.
Okay, if you can buy a lottery ticket, you are a man.
You're a man.
You can't smoke anymore?
I don't think
so.
Dude,
where have I been? When did
stuck
they
in the 80s, man.
I think I am. I still have an iPod, man.
Oh, jeez.
It doesn't work in the mornings because I'm not able to go into the garage because it's too full. So it freezes it and it's cold. So I'm lucky if I can get a song in before it just stops.
Wow.
My wife convinced me that this would be better. This was years ago. Better than my CDs. I have my book of CDs. And she says, no, do your phone. I'm like, I don't know how to do that. And what if I lose my phone? Then all my music's gone? So I put it on the iPod. And now I can't, in the wintertime, I can't listen to music in the mornings. Because I can't go in the garage because we have too much crap.
Gotta leave it by the heater or something.
Well, I tried to cover it with like some jacket or something. And I came out and I'm like, oh, it's on still. So I press play, I listen to half of a song, and then...
Is it like one of those old school like 20 gigs with the wheel circle thing on it?
Yep.
Nice.
It is.
Those were sweet.
It's plugged in. In all seriousness, I cannot figure out. I had it. The sync from my phone to my car. Mm-hmm. I had it figured out for a moment. It worked. And then it just stopped playing. And the car, you know, talked to me and said, this car does not recognize that it's a device. And so I've never been able to sync it again. So people make fun of me, but I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. I can't get it to sync to my phone. I did buy some songs recently, and I put it on my phone, and it's there. But unless I just want to pull the, you know, turn the volume up as loud as I can go and stick it up to my ear, I'm kind of stuck.
So that's why you're into CDs. They always work.
They always work, unless you scratch them, and then you just fix them.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, so I'm driving in my car like an old man. Like, my wife told me to put my CDs away, and I can't even listen to music. Well, normally I listen to radio. I like to monitor other radio stations. I monitor our station. But there are times when you just got to rock the hell out.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes I can't do that because my iPod is frozen. So, I am stuck in the 80s. I don't know how old you have to be. Military? What, is military still 18?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you could go serve in the military. Like when I was 18, I was working. I had jobs and I was going to school.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't like, I'm a man, but I was living on my own. I was paying my own rent and all that stuff. So, yes. It makes me laugh when, you know, people are like, oh, well, you shouldn't talk about lines in college football. They're children. No, my 3-year-old is a child, not an 18-year-old playing a football game.
And I still bet on him.
I'm going to bet on that. I'll bet on my kid running around,
heck
man.
Yeah.
How fast can he get around the kitchen island when he starts running around? I start timing it. My wife and I, we start going in. Hell yeah, I don't care how old you are. I'm going to gamble on it. 22 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. The college sports landscape is going to change unlike anything we've ever seen. And I want to get to that. It's a proposed bill that will overhaul all of college sports. I think this is a long time coming, this kind of idea, and we'll talk about that. I want to get into more of that a little bit later on. Kelly Lyle will join the program from the Fort Collins, Colorado. See if any names stuck out to him other than Luke McAllister. Dominic Foxworth, former Denver Bronco, is in the news today. He has a big issue with Josh Allen fans. And we're going to talk about that later on in the program. More on the Denver Nuggets Thursday Night Special. It's a beautiful time to be alive. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Fire up your iPod, Colfax, and play us out of here.
Thursday Night Football is on tonight. Don't miss opening kickoff while you drive home. Keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. No Co. Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Merry Christmas. Manweiler Appliance, they're playing Santa this year. They're giving away a Broiler King gas grill valued at nearly $500. Just head down to Manweiler Appliance in downtown Windsor. Register to win that free grill. Check out their beautiful showroom. That's 414 Main Street in Windsor. Support local business. That's all I'm going to say. You got a local business right here. Times might be lean. Times might be tough. They're saying, you know what? We want to have some fun. We're giving away a $500 grill. Just come in. Register. Sign up. There's a KFKA sled near their cash register. You just go grab a registration sheet and sign up, and you're entered to win. That's Manweiler Appliance playing Santa this year. Got a $500 Broiler King gas grill. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number. And, all right, our Power to Play Sports poll question is available at thewholeshow.com. After one, albeit strange, season under head coach Steve Addazio, how do you feel about the future of Colorado State football? Let's see what the future is bright or you're concerned. I mean, yesterday he kind of goes off and, you know, some people were like, I don't really like what he had to say about that Utah State thing. Kind of sounded like he was ranting, da-da-da-da-da. Special teams has been a big issue for Colorado State. I never like quarterback carousels, but that, like, switching quarterbacks in the middle of a game. Concerned or the future is bright? Colfax, let's not forget how this season started. I mean, you had Colorado State under an investigation because a couple of players, a couple of staff workers were basically saying that, going back to Bobo and even Adazio, that, you know, there was some racial things going on, maybe not taking COVID too seriously. I mean, that's how it started. This is the day and age we're in where I've said it a bazillion times. You're being judged on how you handle all those things now. I mean, Utah State's under an investigation, which they should be, because their school president had some pretty nasty things to say about their interim head coach. So, concerned or future is bright? 52% of the hooligans are voting on concerned. It's actually right down the middle almost, though. 52% saying concerned, 48% saying the future is bright. I wanted to make it difficult for you guys because I'm getting comments already that are like, it's too soon to tell. No, you have an emotion based on 1 year. Do you feel like Colorado State is on the right track or are you concerned? That's it. There's no in-betweens. I was going to give a third option that's just like, hey, you know, I'm a little mixed right now. No, we're not doing that anymore. We're almost to a new year, Colfax. We are asking hooligans to be decisive. And no more of the hooligans saying things like, well, you know, talk to me when the season's over. Talk to me in 10 years. Well, no, I'm not going to talk to you in 10 years. I will already know. If Adazio's good and they're going to bowl games and they're winning conference titles, then I'm not going to you. I already know they're good. So answer the question. Be decisive. Colfax, concerned or future is bright for Colorado State?
I think the future is bright. I think it's impossible to question his commitment to the game of football and his want to win as a coach and organize a quality football team.
On that defense, I like that defense. I mean, give me a running back, give me an offensive line that likes to knock people around, and give me a defense that's aggressive, and I'm going to win some Mountain West games.
Yep.
You know, so I like that. Special teams got to get figured out. He's got to hire a special teams coach. He doesn't do that. That's not his thing, but apparently in the Mountain West, they must play better special teams than what you dealt with in Boston College. I don't know, because this ain't working. That ain't working. At the beginning of the season, I would have easily said concerned. But I do like the defense. Their star player, Trey McBride, loves Steve Adazio. Your favorite player, loves this guy. When I personally interview him, I'm fired up. I tend to agree with most of what he said yesterday in the Zoom meeting, talking about his frustration. And don't you want a football coach that's committed to football? I mean, that's it. He eats, breathes, sleeps it. So I'm more inclined to vote future is bright based on what I saw with the defense in four games. I don't like quarterback messing around with the quarterback inside games. I don't like that. So we'll talk more about that. That's our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. It's available at thewholeshow.com. Do you want to thank Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service? Services as unique as life. Their motto is live well, but plan ahead. Do your things. Do the things that make you happy and successful, but plan ahead. Give Scott Robin or a member of their great staff a call today and talk to them about pre-planning. That's Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. 34 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll get Kelly Lyle on from the Fort Collins, Colorado one. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
It is Thursday, right? It's Thursday, okay. We're having trouble getting a hold of Kelly Lyle, and I was thinking, well, it is Thursday. I mean, I'm getting lost on my days anymore. I keep feeling like next week, I'm off in a week. Like, not next week, but the week after that I keep thinking I'm off next week. That's one of those terrible feelings, Colfax, when you think you're going to be off, and you're like, wait a second. No, that's still a week to go. This is like a weird time. I don't care if it's 2020 or not. This time frame is always like twilight zone to me, because people are kind of in limbo. They're ready to get to the new year. They still have some things they got to get done now, but they're ready to move on and advance and get to 2021 this year more so than ever. Just ready to recharge and start anew. a lot like these programs, they're kind of just ready to go. Kelly Lyle joining us now. We did reach him. I was right. It is Thursday. Kelly Lyle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. Kelly, I'm having a hard time with my calendar anymore, man. I don't know what up is anymore, down is anymore. I forget the days.
You're not alone on that. When you guys called, I'm like, oh, it is that day. So I'm actually having a physical at my doctor's office, but I'm in between waiting for the nurse is done, and I'm waiting for the doctor. So they said I got time to do this.
Just check. You're all good, though. Just the standard stuff there. Everything's good?
As far as I know, it's just an annual checkup, which I haven't done often enough, but I'm trying to get back in the habit.
It's always a good thing, man. All right, Kelly, can we talk about let's go to signing day yesterday a little bit. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I can look at this list of 19 guys and go, oh, yeah, you know, these guys are, you know, going to be great. But, you know, Luke McAllister sticks out. We had his last game on KFKA in the state championship game. What other names stick out to you? And give us your thoughts about Luke McAllister. I mean, he had a bad state championship game, but I mean, if anybody's getting a pass in 2020, it's a 17-year-old kid. Can you give us some of your thoughts on some of the names and Luke McAllister going forward?
You know, it's interesting. Certainly, I think a couple guys that stand out are some of the guys that are coming early, honestly. Jack Howell, John Howell's kid. He's a safety. Valor Christian, although he played last year in Chandler, Arizona, because he left the state when Colorado wasn't going to have a season to go play elsewhere. But obviously anybody who's been followed the Rams for long will remember John Howell. He had been a, you know, kid from small town Mullen, Nebraska, who ended up not only being a star player for the Rams, but went on and played in the NFL. And so Jack apparently has a lot of his dad's qualities as an athlete. Certainly he's got the upbringing. His dad's going to tell him what to expect, what you need to do to prep. And, they think, you know, Steve Adazio mentioned right away when somebody asked if there were anybody on this group that he thought could make an immediate impact, that was the one name he was willing to mention as somebody who he thinks he was really excited about. And probably too, because the position, safety is a position where maybe you don't need as much seasoning to come in and play right away. We saw Henry Blackburn played a whole lot this year as a true freshman. And Quinn Brennan played a lot when he was a true freshman. So Colorado State's got guys that have done that. You know, I think Lathan Adams coming in, he's a cornerback out of Texas. I think he's got a chance to play right away, both because he seems like he's pretty talented. And this Colorado State team kind of needs some help in that secondary. I think they need more bodies, more guys to rotate to stay fresh. I think the secondary looked a lot better this year, but part of that was because they had a good D-line. And then obviously the quarterbacks, two of the three are coming in early, not only Luke McAllister out of Palmer Ridge, but also Chance Harris out of Clovis, New Mexico. Those guys are both going to be here in the spring semester, be able to be in the off-season workouts, in the meetings, learn the system. If there is spring football, participate in spring practices, spring game. That should give them a huge leg up on just kind of getting ready for what lies ahead. You know, Evan Olays, the third quarterback, won't be here till summer, but he'll certainly compete with those guys too. And the quarterback thing is Colorado State needs a quarterback, and Steve Adazio made not that Patrick O'Brien's bad or Todd Senteo's, you know, but they need a quarterback to build the program around, a quarterback that's going to be the quarterback Steve Adazio and Joey Lynch want. And one of these three guys is going to have to become that guy at least for a year. Maybe none of them fit the bill and they bring in somebody else next year. But for the short term, they're going to have to develop one of those guys into the quarterback they want. Certainly Patrick O'Brien, Todd Senteo could be back. We don't know. Justice McCoy. My gut feeling tells me that Patrick O'Brien's probably going to look for opportunities elsewhere, but I don't know. He hasn't said anything yet. And if he does come back, then he can run the offense for another year while they develop these guys to be the guy next behind him and moving forward. I really like what I've seen of Luke McAllister as far as just the intangibles, the leadership, the, you know, he's been on social media. He quickly made himself kind of the leader of this incoming class. He was all over the place sharing stuff whenever anybody was committing, talking to these guys. He's a Colorado kid. He was as firm on his commitment when he first committed under Mike Bobo as he's been since Steve Adazio was hired. He really wants to come to Colorado State. He's excited about playing in his home state, and he's excited about trying to take Colorado State, you know, in a new direction and moving forward and back up to where they're competing for titles. You've got to love all that about him. But from what I understand, Chance Harris and Evan Olaze, the other two quarterbacks, have a lot of that in them too. Olaze is a, you know, guy who ran for over 1,000 yards in high school his junior year. He and two of those guys, by the way, McAllister is the only one of those three quarterbacks that got to play a senior season. The other two were in states where they didn't play football this fall, New Mexico and Nevada. So, you know, the numbers we look at for them look good, but you got to remember that was their junior year. Who knows what they might have done as a senior. And I think Luke McAllister, he had a bad championship game, but boy, everything else from what I've seen of that guy for the last several years, the numbers, the statistics, I actually have a mutual acquaintance that is posting on Facebook all the time. Her kid was on that Palmer Ridge team, so I was always seeing their scores, and that was an impressive team, and he was a big, big part of it. So I'm excited. I think he's the guy that's probably the better of the three coming in, but who knows?
Yeah, quarterbacks always, yeah, you do get excited, especially when you see really talented local guys, too. So it should be interesting for sure. Kelly, it's been a strange season, you know, and it sure sounds like Colorado State's not going to be able to get a game. They're not practicing now, right? So, I mean, that kind of tells me that it's just not going to happen.
They're done. I mean, what pretty much Tuesday when Steve Adazio was telling us they had pretty much shut it down. I imagine players are heading home after finals. They're not going to keep them around and that was part of the concern was, do you keep them around practicing for potentially having yet another game taken away from them, whether it's to fill in, you know, if CU loses its opponent, or, you know, say CU doesn't move up to the Pac-12 championship game because USC is able to play. Do you hang around for the chance to maybe play them? You know, do you hang around for the chance to maybe fill in for somebody in one of these lower level bowl games? You know, the two Mountain West schools, clearly, according to Joe Parker, were not interested, New Mexico and UNLV, in coming here to make up games that they lost earlier in the year. Air Force, the third game Colorado State lost this year in conference play, another game they lost. Air Force is playing a game. They are heading to Army this weekend. So I think the opportunities just weren't really there for anything that was a certainty. And I don't think that Joe Parker, Steve Adazio, anybody else was comfortable with the let's get them all ramped up for the chance to play a game again, knowing that come Wednesday, Thursday, it could get taken away again. They've already been through that four times this season, so why do that to them one more time?
I think at some point, yeah, and especially after what happened last week and, you know, agree, disagree with the actions taken by Utah State, it was still a difficult timing. The timing of it all was very difficult, and, you know, part of me just wonders, at that stage, you know, you can't get the CU game. If you're just ready to turn the page and get ready for hopefully a normal year, somewhat normal next year. It's been a strange season, though, Kelly. Our poll question actually is about CSU, is about the football program. There's a small sample size of it, but I'm kind of asking our listeners to take a leap here. If you had to answer this, Kelly, are you hopeful for the future? Do you look at this and say, yeah, I think this football program's on the right track? Or are you concerned? Because at the beginning of the season, I think more of us were a little bit concerned by the way this all started with the investigation, with all that. Where do you lean on that?
You know, I'm still very much in probably a wait-and-see mode. All those things that happened before the season, I don't think they were really addressed to the level of satisfaction I would want them addressed to. There's still too many rumors that a lot of that stuff is still happening, despite what the investigation, assessment, whatever you choose to call it, found. At the same time, I do see some signs that Steve Adazio is going to bring some of the things Colorado State really needs to be successful, kind of a blue-collar mentality, develop some toughness, build a far better defense. The offense may not be quite as flashy, put up as many yards, score as many points as we saw really under Jim McElwain and Mike Bobo, but I think they may win more football games just being a better, tougher defensive team with a little bit more of a run-oriented offense and a defense, therefore, that sees the run in practice enough that they can actually stop it. So I see both good and bad in the future, and I'm just not sure which way it's gonna fall. And the four games we saw this season wasn't enough to get me to go one way or the other on that.
Clearly, Coach Adazio was pretty passionate the last few times you guys chatted with him via Zoom, and we played back some of that yesterday. I think that's, you know, whether you agree or disagree, that's the sentiment a lot of us kind of share with how things are going, with how work's going, with how just everything is going at this stage. It's bottom line, it's just frustrating for everybody, football coaches, writers, radio guys, business owners, what have you.
Yeah, I think we're in a time period that's just awkward for everybody. There's a whole lot of things, and fortunately for people like me, I'm in a profession that I still have a job. I mean, I know plenty of people that have lost their jobs through this, and that's just horrible. And you know, there's more homeless people than we've ever had, more people needing food banks. Those things are all just terrible to me. So sometimes it's hard to get too riled up about what a college football team is doing when you know that so many more serious things are happening. Yes, my job is to be a reporter that focuses predominantly on sports. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're not, you know, it's not important to continue doing my job, but we do have to put all this in perspective sometimes and realize that in the grand scheme of things, sports remains a form of entertainment. And all of our entertainment is being affected as well by what's going on.
Yeah, no question about it, Kelly. Well, we appreciate you, my friend. I'm off midweek next week, so I won't chat with you. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll look forward to turning the page and getting on to 2021. Hopefully it's much better for everyone involved all around.
We sure hope so, don't we?
Yeah. All right, my friend. Appreciate you. Kelly Lyle from the Fort Collins, Coloradoan. Greenacre, thanks for sharing that, by the way. I've been watching it on replay during commercial break. I saw this last night. It's like Facundo Campazzo is going to be so much fun to watch. His engine never quits. He gets a steal, little behind the dribble, back dribble, little mystifying basketball movement there. And then he just kind of does a little underhand pass to who was that he threw that to? That was just a beautiful pass. I am so excited for next Wednesday, Colfax. Next Wednesday, right? Yeah, no. The 23rd. Is it? Christmas is Friday, the 23rd. I'm right, yes. They play on the 23rd, and then they play on Christmas night. Let's get it done. Let's start the season out the right way. Let's get to 2-0 after next week. I'm pumped for it, man. 12:51 the time. We're going to take a short break. Do you want to remind folks, we got our first ever Brew Talk Award Show tonight. They're going to be crowning the best brewery in Northern Colorado, the best beer, the best name, the best ambiance, the best whatever. It's going to be so much fun. It starts at 6 o'clock tonight, thanks to On the Rocks Liquor. We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for The Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Thursday night special coming up a little bit later on in the show, Colfax, and I'm pretty happy with things. This is going to be our last Thursday night special of 2020. Can you believe that? Yeah, because next week I'm out, and then I'm out. Well, next week's Christmas Eve. We're off that day, and then I'm out the following week. I guess I could make. Could I make a... You want me to make a Christmas Eve pick? I probably should.
A Christmas special?
Yeah, Christmas Thursday night special.
It's got a ring to it.
I will do that. We'll do that. We'll do it Wednesday. We'll make the pick Wednesday. Okay, so it's not the last one. But Thursday night special's been good to me, Colfax. Out of 27 games in 2020, not just football, 17-10. So feel very happy about that. Yeah, yeah. Very good record. That's why they call me Mr. Thursday Night. We'll be right back.